Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Intuition, the podcast. Now, today I have a very special guest on, and she is all the way from Paris. Now, she's still in Paris. It is 10 o'clock in the morning over there for her, 6 o'clock at night here for me. And what she's talking about is about her experiences and how to create a new lease in life. Now, she's gone through some little tough times. Now, I shouldn't say little tough times. Tough times are tough times. But she's gone through some tough times. And I'm going to really try and narrow down to see what it was that made her choose the direction she chose. Because I know we all experience these hard times and these mind and physically changing, challenging situations. But it's always nice to know what it is that's making you go the way you go, you know, the direction you take and the understanding of this. And it's a lot about connecting with ourselves and how we do that. So I'm going to, poor Michelle, she doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to drill down to find out when she had these situations, what she did about it and how that felt for her. So we can try and get some learnings from what Michelle's gone through. So I want to welcome everybody on board, the lovely Michelle, and I will bring her on right. Hang on, let me press the right buttons. Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi.
How are you? What's the weather like in France?
It's a bit cloudy, but it's still lovely. It's always beautiful here.
Beautiful. All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you why. What am I going to ask? Oh, no, I'm going to ask you who you are and what it's not one. I'm going to ask you who you are and what you're all about, because I know you've got this lovely underlying story that's got you to where you are today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Michelle.
Yeah, so hi, I'm Michelle. I'm Australian, but I've lived most of my life away from home, Australia. And I actually started my journey in film. I was just in love with storytelling, and I went to film school and in America, which was an adventure in and of itself. And while I was there, I met my now husband, who is French. And through that whole experience, I really learned a lot about myself. And the creative side of filmmaking always has been just wonderful, but the lifestyle just wasn't what I wanted, and I was finding myself feeling very stressed and lost. So when we moved to France, I decided to sort of start fresh and figure out for myself really what I wanted. And it took a little while, but now I'm super happy to have found something that really sits right with me and fits with the life I want, which is being a branding and web designer. And I focus on working with service providers who work with families, mothers, and babies. A lot of that is because I started this with a lot of help from my son. When he was born, I had a really hard time, and there were a few key people who really helped me get through that and helped me sort of figure out what I wanted to do. And I just can't think of anyone better to help but the people who helped me.
Okay, so that sounds interesting. So you had a hard time with your son. When you're saying you had a hard time,
yes.
Was it you had a hard time with birth? Did you have a hard time with people around you, where you were living? Come on, get a little bit deeper than that for me, Michelle.
Okay, so actually I went into the journey of pregnancy with a fairly debilitating medical phobia. I have always been terrified of doctors, and I was really determined to have a child. So I started all of our sort of conception journey with a lot of therapy and trying to figure out how to get through this very big medical moment in my life. And I thought that was going to be the hardest part, but actually after he was born, we had a lot of issues with breastfeeding, and he had what we now know was an undiagnosed tongue tie with his lip and his tongue. And in France, breastfeeding is not very common. And so I ended up seeing about 5 doctors and several midwives, none of whom believed me if anything was wrong, thought that it was just sort of me making it up. And it took 5 months for us to get a diagnosis. I was really determined. So I was breastfeeding and pumping about 25 times a day and night. And I found a lactation specialist here who immediately saw us and went, that's what's going on. And it took us a few months to sort it out, but I was getting delirious with sleep deprivation, and I ended up actually starting to hallucinate and pass out. Wow. So it got really tough, and there was sort of just a crux where everything got really hard. And I'd previously, during maternity leave, been let go from my job. So I just had sort of a lot of things piling up. My parents are also in Australia.
So they put you off you because you were pregnant. They yep. got rid of you.
Yep.
If men only knew. So what made you continue on? I mean, look, let's face it, with all the, and sorry if I use the wrong wording here, with all the crap that we go through during pregnancy and having babies and breast, it is so easy. I mean, I know with my, I had 3 children. The first 2, I tried to breastfeed as much as I could. I got so many kickbacks from everybody that I only got to 6 weeks. The third one, I refused to let go, and I went all the way through.
But good for you.
What made you keep on going? Because it's so easy to give up. And I shouldn't say it's easy, because I didn't find it easy to give up.
I can imagine.
But what made you keep going? What was it that was making you strive to keep going with that?
Yeah, I think a long time before all of this, I'd seen my mother breastfeed my sisters. I'm significantly older than them. And I just really, I admired that, and I really appreciated that connection. And I think I felt a little bit robbed of it because our struggle was so hard, and I didn't want to give that up. I also have sort of a strong conviction about the health benefits of breastfeeding for both the mother and the baby. And I really wanted to, and I'm also just very stubborn and determined. I think that's a big part of it.
Oh, that's lovely. So your strength in your beliefs and your understandings got you through it. Yeah. And you obviously had support around you, didn't you?
My husband is very supportive.
Yeah.
So, I'm very lucky. My husband has been amazingly supportive, and he was there really with me through this whole journey, and I couldn't have done it without him, honestly.
Yeah absolutely. Now I'm going to talk about how to create a new lease on life in a minute. You've just done that, and I want to get a bit more understanding of that. I haven't let you go yet, but I just want to because it's a podcast and we're videoing it, we've just got this ticker tape running down the bottom, which is all about your business. So you can download a free PDF on 5 tips to help you boost sales from your home page. Now when we're looking at that, I'm guessing that it could be for anyone, but when you're talking about the type of clientele that you're liking to work with, it would be the mothers, young mothers?
So it's usually women, usually mums, who are service providers, and I really find a sort of a special place in my heart for businesses who are working with families and mums and babies. So I've worked with some sleep consultants, obviously people like doulas and midwives have a special place in my heart, but often nutritionists, anyone who's sort of around that family moment and experience is really special to me. And the guide is actually really geared to anyone, but I would say mostly to service providers, because there is a sort of different approach to websites when you are offering a service and you are in some ways part of that offering. So it's just a helpful way to think about that top part of your website as a way to help people figure out that you're the right place to be and guide them towards the next steps to work with you.
Oh, that sounds good, because I think I'm going to download that one. I think I need some help. Okay, so like I said, Michelle, you're not off the hook yet. Mm. You have just gone through that. You've just gone through, now hang on, when you had your baby, were you in France or were you in America?
I was in France. I went through the whole thing here, and my parents and my sisters were still in Australia, so they managed to visit us after he was born, which was great. But I went through the whole thing and I did all my medical visits in French, which was quite a challenge. It's a new language to me. So, but funnily enough, I was terrified of speaking French when we first moved. It's not something I enjoy doing, but the process of pregnancy, I was so determined to make that work that I kind of forgot to be worried about French. It made it much easier.
So what I'm picking up from you, Michelle, is the fact that it's your determination that's getting you through. So it's that really, that gut feeling of really needing to follow through on where you want to go and what you want to do.
Yeah, I take my gut feelings very seriously. I think that's part of what made me realize that film wasn't working. It's part of what made me realize we needed to move to France. It's, you know, picking what makes life worthwhile, and you know what I really want, and just relentlessly pursuing it.
So when you're feeling this gut instinct, when you're feeling that and that strength in it, where do you feel it? Like, what, how do you know if it's not just I need to go down and buy some chocolate, or is it the determination, the drive? I mean, don't worry, chocolate usually gets me a lot.
That's good.
I can pretend it's my gut instinct, but you know, often it isn't. But what is it? What? How can people get an understanding of that feeling and that strength? Yeah.
I think there is a physiological piece to that. That oftentimes it is something a bit physically in my gut that hits hard or feels heavy. Often I think I've associated those periods with feeling very anxious and feeling like sleep is elusive and just not feeling settled in my skin, and that idea of what that should be and that sort of wish for the new dream keeps kind of popping up, and feeling that release some of that stress and release some of that anxiety makes it feel like that's the right place to go. I'm a fairly anxious person, and I think whenever I feel an alleviation of anxiety, I listen to it.
Yes. Okay. All right. So that makes sense. I've had another lady on there, and she said it's that negative, that really heavy, heavy feeling. But what I like about yours, Michelle, is you're talking about that lovely positive feeling and that light and determination to get there. So we can all experience this negativity and this but it's knowing how to get out of that and really address that drive and where to go forward. So how did you do that?
It's happened a few times thus far. I mean, my life is still fairly young and new, but I've had a few moments, and I think by having those even quite young, realizing that when I do pursue those things that feel powerful, feel important, that I often get that sort of release of the anxiety and I get that sort of boost of excitement again. And I think that sort of wiring in my brain is very strong now, that if I feel that, I know I need to go and pursue it.
Wow. Okay. That's lovely. So yeah, it is that. And that's what's made it strong. So you're feeling that negativity, you're understanding the positivity, and you're really focusing on that and driving towards that. And so now we go back into your life and we've looked at, you've had your baby, you're in France, you've had to do all that nonsense yourself. And then, so you're no longer doing your filmmaking.
No, my husband's still in film though, so I'm near that world. Yeah.
And now you've gone and you moved into doing, is it website development, website building?
Branding and web design, but I also do the development.
Yeah. And so if you were looking for clients or clientele in this area, can you work with people from overseas? Because
I almost exclusively work with people overseas. I think because I've been an expat most of my life, I do have a strong connection to people who are from other cultures. And I feel Australian, I feel American, I feel British. I have sort of triple nationalities, and I really like working with people particularly from those areas because I have got sort of an emotional connection to those places in the world.
Wow. Oh, that's lovely. And you are very multi sort of cultural in that. Which means when somebody is trying to use the right copy or write the right things for SEO, search engine optimization, I'm not supposed to use that sort of SEO. When people are looking for that, it does help when you are more aware of that your customer or your clientele. So
yeah,
exactly.
And I really
makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. And I start sort of every project by diving deep into the strategy behind a brand and a website. And for me, the best websites are focused on who the client is and answering their problems and questions. So sort of regardless, we all have universal problems, but I do think speaking to the specificity makes such a difference to making those websites work for those specific clients and therefore for those specific businesses.
Absolutely. So if we've got people coming on board and they know that their website, now this is, I'm actually probably talking about me here, because I'm just actually going through all this rebranding as well. But I knew that the things weren't, they just weren't lining up. So intuitively, yeah, I knew that things weren't going well. But how can you tell that in a more physical aspect? Like, what are the signs you're looking for to say that you're not doing what you could do?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of times the people who need a rebrand, who need a new website, are struggling with getting enough clients or getting the right kinds of clients. And I think that's often the first symptom that you need to address it. I think other things that can be signals that it's time to work on things like branding and websites is if you're spending a lot of your time and energy tweaking it and messing with it, it sort of says that there's something wrong and it's not working. And oftentimes, because you're so close, it's really hard to gain the perspective of what's wrong and what's not working. So I think that's another sign that it's time to have an outside perspective and really examine the branding and website from that place.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you there. For all those, yeah. but it is, and you don't realise. My target audience, or who I thought was my target audience, ended up, after having a look at everything else and getting all the data and that, ended up being a completely different target audience.
And that happens. As businesses grow, it changes, and your business is a sort of living being, so your branding and website needs to evolve with it too.
Yeah. And how often would you do that? How often would you look at upbranding?
It depends on the business. I think having a good examine of your website and branding every year is a good idea, but doing a full refresh may not need to be every year. And it depends how old the business is as well. Often in the first 2 to 3 years, you will need to sort of tweak things because you're still figuring out who those clients are. An established business that's 10, 15 years old doesn't need to do things as frequently because they have got that background and that understanding of their market.
Oh, very good. That's it. Okay, so now I am going to start to dig a little bit deeper.
Please.
All right. What made you, you said you went to England. You went to America to study.
Mm.
What made you go to France?
So I landed in America somewhat by accident. My family moved to San Francisco when I was just finishing high school, and I decided to do my higher education there. They then subsequently moved back to Australia, and I was sort of left there on my own. And because I wanted to work in film, it made a lot of sense to be in LA. But as I sort of became involved with my husband, and he had visa sort of reasons why he couldn't stay, but also I felt that stronger sense that film wasn't what I needed to do with my life, and therefore being in a location purely for that industry didn't make any sense anymore. And I was looking for a place where I could feel that sense of family and feel that sense of cultural understanding of the importance of family that I was missing in LA particularly.
Ah, okay. So yeah. As I'm going through, listening to what you have to say, you've had quite a few, for somebody your age, and I don't know how old, quite a few big changes in your life.
Yep.
And when we talk about, I sort of said to you, look, with what you've said, I'm gonna title the podcast about how to create a new lease on life, because I feel like you've done that quite a few times.
I think at least 4, if I can count it. I've also
we're gonna go a bit deeper on that, right? So if we do want to create, look, I can imagine there'd be people sitting at home or listening to the podcast and they're going, they're not happy with their life. They're not happy with where they are. They're not happy with what they're going. They're feeling that there's something not right. They're feeling like there's got to be something different. And I would imagine that's the sort of thing that you were experiencing too. So what did you do? How did it feel? What did you do? And what's the way to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I've had those moments, a lot of times it is that sense of heaviness and chasing the sense of lightness. But I do also think that there is a power in just action and moving forwards. And I'm not sort of saying it's easy, but I do think that just trying and moving forwards helps you understand if it's the right thing or not. So many of these times I've sort of taken baby steps, and if it feels right, then I'll keep going. If it doesn't feel right, then, you know, you reestablish and try again. But I do feel like that just sense of momentum can often be the thing that helps you get out of that rut and helps you start to make the actions, even if it's a different one. Just something to move forward can often really help.
Can you give us an example? Because that is lovely. I just love it. Without going into too deep, we don't want to get too personal for you. No names. But if you can just, like, give somebody an understanding of where you've stepped forward, if you've made that effort to step forward, may not have been the right one, and so you have to do a side step or something after it.
Yeah. So when I moved to France, I didn't speak any French and I had no clue what I wanted to do, just that I didn't want to do film. And I felt very trapped by that and very sort of heavy, that I felt like I had no options. And I started to apply for sort of anything, everything. And just that sense of active movement forwards, I ended up getting a job in tourism. It wasn't what I wanted for the rest of my life, but I was amongst people and I was able to start moving forwards in some direction. And I think I really credit that as unlocking the ultimate journey that's led me to the branding and web design, because I worked with other companies with their marketing, all thanks to this one job that, you know, if I was being objective, I probably shouldn't have applied to, but I just wanted to take some action, just wanted to make it move forward.
Wow. I get where you're coming from, because there's lots of times when we do take those steps and we know that they're not necessarily the be all and end all, but we also know that we can't stay where we are as well.
Exactly.
And we need to do that movement and get things going again. So that's amazing. I can't imagine turning up in France, in anywhere, Greece, Italy, anywhere, and not being able to speak their language, although I must admit it's been a bit of a fantasy of mine, but I really don't want to go there. But turn up and go, oh my God, I don't know anybody. I don't know how to relay that. And I know the French can get a little bit upset if you don't, you know, they can get a little bit.
They're very proud of their culture and their language, rightfully so.
Yep, and that's great. But of course, that puts more pressure on the person that doesn't know. So you would have been feeling even more trapped.
I mean, I think I did, and I did have some low moments where I felt a bit trapped by the situation I created for myself. But I think that knowing that I've had that feeling of heaviness before, and knowing to try and find something that could help me feel like I have momentum, was the way out. What was really what kind of kept it all moving. But I also don't love wallowing, and I think that's just a personality trait. But I think, you know, you acknowledge that that's hard, you acknowledge that it's bad, and then moving on has been the only way I know how to move forwards.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you said that momentum, because often that's where we get stuck. We get stuck we just sort of pacing and we're not moving. So like you say, any step forward is a step forward.
Even if it's the wrong one.
exactly. And majority of times it's not the wrong one. We may step into something that isn't, like you say, the be all and end all, where you want to be for the rest of your life. But let's face it, I mean, who wants to be anywhere for the rest of their life?
Yeah. Life is a journey. It's about enjoying the days, not the years, I think. You just need to feel happy as much as possible. I think that's the ultimate goal.
And look, sometimes we have to have these negative things to push us forward, because sometimes we just get too comfortable where we are, and so we go, okay, well, this is going to happen to you now, lady, and enjoy it, because you're going to learn something from it. You go off, maybe.
You can't appreciate the highs without the lows.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so if somebody wants to create a new lease on their life, so they're feeling a bit down and out, or they're not sure which way to go, what they can do is take small steps forward or again to the side. It doesn't matter, as long as they start to create that momentum, start to create that movement, and that's what you've done as you've got through.
Yeah, I think
the other thing I want to click onto again is that you have got this lovely PDF to download from your website, Michelle Ponte. Now it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Michelle, P-O-N-T-V-E-R-T.com. And you can get your free download on the 5 tips to help you boost your sales from your homepage. Again, it's probably more for women in service roles.
Exactly.
Yeah? But hey, it's free. You know, come on. We can all get learnings from different things. So jump onto the website if you want to have a look at that. And if you want a new lease on life, be mindful of where you are. I think that's probably the first thing, Michelle, you said, is the fact that you felt and you were aware that things weren't right.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not right, there's only one way to go, and that's away from that. And you've got to move. You've got to move forward, backwards, roundwards, not really backwards, not really roundwards, I don't know what that means. But you've got to move and start to get that momentum. And it's, like I said, it might not be the first bit, but it could be the second bit that follows on. So you've gone into tourism, and from there that's helped you to create your little business, your business on websites and branding, rebranding.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't have seen it when I took that job, but it's been the sort of linchpin that helped unlock everything. And I wouldn't have found this if I hadn't taken that jump. So I'm very pleased I did.
Yeah. And are you going to stay in France?
I think so. We're building our sort of family here. My son's about to start school in September. So I'm very happy to have a little bilingual French boy.
Yes, how exciting. Yeah. Oh, that's really, especially that you, like you say, you're born in Australia, in America, and now you're in France. You are definitely a multicultural woman.
Yes, my dad's so proud. He always wanted us to be very international.
Oh, good, good. And now you're on an international podcast. How about that?
There we go.
Okay, is there anything else you'd want to share with us, Michelle?
I think just if anyone is feeling stuck, particularly with your branding and website, I would love to just chat and offer that sort of ear to see if this is the right thing to unblock you. Sometimes it isn't. And, you know, a lot of people will try and push you, but I just really encourage, you know, if it's me or if it's another designer, if you just feel stuck, it can be really helpful to just ask for an opinion and ask. And most people won't try and sell you on something that's wrong, that they can't actually deliver. So if you do feel like your website is heavy, is the thing that's blocking you, ask someone, maybe me, maybe someone else, to just give you an opinion if that could unblock your business.
Oh, that is so good. So if they jumped onto your website and sent you a little email and they said they heard of you on the podcast, I'm sure you'd be able to give them some time and, you know, get an understanding of what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd love to. And
you'll have to make yourself a little website. Well, the PDF's like a checklist, isn't it? So you can just go through that and help that person out and just give them a few ideas of where they could go.
Exactly.
Looking at. I know when I've looked at it and talked to different people about the different aspects with the website and that, I do tend to follow my gut, my intuition anyway. And if I feel they're trying to push too hard, I tend to pull back and go, yeah, no, it's not right for me. And I'll make up an excuse. No, that's not work. Oh, I haven't got the money yet, or, you know, whatever reason. But when you start to connect with somebody and you feel like you're really connecting with them on a deeper level, and because of the experience and the journey you've been on, it's easy to connect with you on that deeper level because you've got that understanding. I really get that. That's really cool. So, Michelle Pontiff. No, it's not Pontiff. It's Pontvert.
It's Pontvert if you want to say it with French accent. Pontvert if you want to say it with an English accent.
Yes. Okay. Can you just tell me the French one again?
Pontvert.
Pontvert. Oh, okay. Pontvert. Okay. I'm not good at that. I was born in England, raised in Australia, and I don't even know what I'm speaking. So
I relate to that so deeply.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on board. I really enjoyed that. To get that understanding of that deep and heavy feeling, but I love the momentum. If we start getting momentum, and like you say, momentum can be applying for the job. It could be contacting you to say, I'm thinking I'm stuck on my website. It could be contacting me and saying, whatever you say to me, I don't know. But do you know what I mean? It's just those stepping forward in some way, shape or form and getting that moving. You may ask a friend about something and they say, well, have you asked them or have you looked at this? It's amazing how much your friends have a lot in common, but they have different fingers in different pies, you know, and you'll have a friend that all of a sudden, oh, I've been talking to this astrologer and she does this, and you go, oh, okay, that's cool. Let's go that way. So I love that creating a new lease on your life by doing that moving forward and creating that momentum. Thank you so much for sharing the time with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And I hope it all goes well. And your little man, he enjoys his school when he gets back to school.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. I will take you off like that. I am going to say goodbye to everybody. Got to put my branding up and do all the right things like you do with all these buttons. But I will see you all next week. I am starting to do some flower readings on Facebook, on Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group. If you're interested in jumping on board that, jump on and say hi to me. That would be really cool. And I better take, oh, no, that'll do. You've got the little link on the front there to link with Michelle at www.michelleponvert.com. Okay, and she's got that little PDF for you. So all the best, guys. Have a great week, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye for now.